This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends. United Health paid a ransom to those hackers, it turns out. Meanwhile, One Health Network has announced layoffs. A state lawmaker wants to make the area around medical marijuana a little less gray. And this estate is expensive. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in PA. Back in February, Change Healthcare, which is a widely used medical billing system owned by United Health Group, suffered a cyber attack by Russian ransomware group Black Cat, also known as AL-PHV, reports CBS Local Pittsburgh. Today in PA previously covered the story, highlighting how officials were quote-unquote extremely worried about the effects of this attack, since Change processes about 15 billion medical claims a year, meaning this attack has caused claims for both private insurance and Medicaid to be held up. United Health has now confirmed they paid these hackers a ransom in order to protect the data that was stolen, although the amount wasn't disclosed. The attack already cost United Health almost $900 million due to the disruption it caused. UPMC is laying off around 1% of its workforce, reports PennLive. This amounts to roughly 1,000 employees system-wide. Spokesman Paul Wood, according to Pittsburgh's Action News 4, explained these layoffs are part of the way UPMC is responding to the challenges it faces in a post-pandemic marketplace. The jobs that are being cut are mostly non-clinical and administrative. There are still some problems with Pennsylvania's medical marijuana program, states the Center Square. For one thing, while anyone in Pennsylvania with a valid medical marijuana card can get marijuana, possession is still in violation of a federal law, meaning these cardholders are barred from obtaining a license to carry. This is an issue Senator Dan Laughlin is looking to tackle with Senate Bill 1146, which would clarify that Pennsylvania's Uniform Firearm Act, which defines the statutes on the right to bear arms in the state, doesn't consider medical marijuana cardholders as unlawful users. This gray area, explains Laughlin, has discouraged people nervous about losing their right to bear arms from using medical marijuana while also making some officials hesitant to embrace legalization. Says he, quote, "If you had to give up your Second Amendment rights to be on a run-of-the-mill antidepressant, what would you think would happen? I think what would happen is a lot of people that benefit from an antidepressant would stop taking them to protect their Second Amendment rights." Campbell Soup's tagline has long been good, says PennLive. And a 26-something acre estate once owned by the heirs of the company for half a century is expensive. The estate, which is located in Montgomery County, technically has two properties, Linden Hill Estate and Linden Hill Court, and comes complete with a mansion containing 19 bedrooms and 15 bathrooms. And hopefully a map. The property is being auctioned off, with bidding for the estate starting at $2 million and for the court, $1.5 million. Oh, and a $100,000 bidder deposit is required too, just in case you were thinking on bidding yourself. That wraps up today's episode. For more news, drop by PennLive.com. And please remember to rate this podcast wherever you may listen to it and to share it around with people you think may dig it as well. Thanks in advance, and of course, thanks for listening. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and we'll talk during Friday's episode of Today in PA. This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends.